This fall, get ready for the debut of the Focus Features film, Harriet, which highlights the chilling experiences of Harriet Tubman as a major conductor in the Underground Railroad. The film stars Cynthia Erivo of Broadway's The Color Purple fame and Leslie Odom Jr. from Broadway's smash Hamilton. WBGO's Marcellus Cowan spoke with some local historians to get some insight and perspective in advance of the movie.
I don't know if you know how extraordinary this is, but you have made it 100 miles to freedom all by yourself. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Harriet Tubman.
The Underground Railroad had vital stops in New Jersey, many of which extended to the northern part of the country. James Amemasor of the New Jersey Historical Society is working on a new project that connects with the time period when slaves were considered property.
I'm doing a research which is about the Underground Railroad, looking for fugitive slaves advertisements in New Jersey newspapers, going back to when New Jersey began publishing its own newspapers continuously. So from 1777 up to 1808. And I've always been saying part of my work, what I'm doing is that if you want to know what slaveholders or enslaved had to say about the enslaved property, the best source is the runaway slave advertisement, because that's when they describe them from head to toe. Their hair texture, their skin color, and everything about them.
If I'm free, my family should be too. I made up my mind, I'm going back. I will give every last drop of blood in my veins until this monster called slavery is dead.
Harriet Tubman touched many states during her treacherous journeys between the North and the South. Jimmy Richardson, a local historian who focuses much of his work in Patterson, says the city of Newark played a key role in her story.
So in 1848, she starts moving the enslaved forward. And of course, she does come through Newark. And she stays, and she's been harbored at the First Presbyterian Church on Broad Street. But that just goes to show you how historic that church was and the legacy of freedom that went on in that church in downtown Newark.
Tubman's leadership qualities were unmatched, as Richardson describes how her unique skill set contributed to the fight to end slavery.
The Underground Railroad is really the first civil rights movement in this country, and Harriet Tubman was most certainly a big part of that. So it's not just the fact that she was Black Moses. She became an officer in the Union Army, not only in addition to being a nurse and a cook, and she also used her knowledge with medicine to aid the Union soldiers and the runaway slaves. I'm sure that when you were with Harriet Tubman, you most certainly felt somewhat safe because she was so handy. Not only did she know her way around, she was a brave woman. And I think that kind of courage most certainly stands out as far as the Underground Railroad and just her life in general stands for. Her narrative is so incredible.
Ready?
New film, Harriet, hits theaters this November. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Marcellus Counts.